All right, here we go.
Great.
Hey there, I'm Nick. I'm in my 20s trying to figure out life and what faith has to do with it. I've got a lot of questions, probably very similar to the ones you've got. But here's the thing. I'm looking for a better answer, and it's difficult to find someone who can help. So I'm bringing on Kyle, a mentor of mine, who's going to help me find a better answer.
You have a look of anticipation on your face.
I wanted to start differently, and I couldn't think of a way to do that. Hello, everyone. Please listen up. This is very, very important. Something radical is about to happen.
Oh.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have anything to follow that up with. So that's about it. That's all
Nothing.
I have. Welcome back.
Nothing's radical.
Oh, actually, the radical thing is Kyle's here 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, I am.
So Give it up.
Thank you. Yeah. I'd like to thank my mom. I'd like to thank everybody who supported me along the way.
All right. Good afternoon, Kyle. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
Great. Glad you're here.
Yeah.
Good.
You?
Good. Great. Good. Yeah. Ish. Okay. Yeah. Dude, good. Three out of five.
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah.
It's like that's like a 60%, which is a D, almost an F.
Well, it's my special scale. My friends know this about me. It's I rank things out of from 1 to 5.
Okay.
And it makes me make a decision. So 1 is I hate it. 2 is I don't like it. 3 is it's good.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it wasn't a negative experience. 4 is that was awesome, and 5 is I absolutely love it.
Okay.
Yeah. So 3 out of 5. You know?
So, fine.
Yeah. It isn't what I want to talk about. What I actually want to talk about is what I talked about with you in your office on Thursday. Do you remember?
Okay. Remind me.
An idol of glory.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yep.
Okay. So, listeners, wherever you're at, we're glad you're here. And if you happen to be somebody who follows and pursues Jesus, then an important work that we do constantly is looking out for sin struggles that are brooding in us. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about, Kyle? Mm-hmm. And on Thursday, or last week, you know, I'm dealing with this frustration that I was kind of just naming. And one of the things, like, I think I had to confront, like, hey, I think I want glory above Christ. Like, mm-hmm. I want glory sometimes more than Christ. Or, like, I want to use God to get glory. And actually, I thought about it more. I don't think that's the root of it. I think it actually goes deeper than that.
Okay.
I think the idol, the thing that I want to love more than Jesus, is affirmation.
Oh.
I want somebody to say, hey, good job.
Okay.
That, I think, is the root. Like, when I think of, like, what glory is, like, can you describe it for me? Just, like, let's define these two things. Glory versus affirmation.
I think glory is your destination and affirmation is the way you get there.
Okay. No, I wasn't expecting that. to elaborate.
Can I throw you for another loop?
Yeah.
About glory? Because
sure.
I think you're on the right track.
Uh-huh.
Your good news.
Great.
Good news for everyone listening.
Yeah.
Your desire for glory is good.
Okay. Tell me.
And God promises to give it to you.
All right.
Where we get off track is when you go looking for your own glory and you try to get it yourself. But God's destiny for you, I want to start with the best news on this topic. God wants to bring you to glory. How do I know that? Because he directly says it in Hebrews 2, verse 10.
Okay.
He says that his goal is to bring many sons and daughters to glory. Hebrews 2, 10.
Well, my plan is now out the window. So you are now driving the bus and I will ask questions.
So a lot of where we get off and we make things into idols is when we're pursuing something apart from God giving it to us.
Yeah.
Affirmation's the same thing. And I said this earlier just a minute ago, and let me just return to it to define it. Affirmation, I think of as it's a moment. Somebody affirmed me in the hallway today and said, good job on your talk last weekend. Oh, man, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like getting a a card in the mail or a, you know, a review. If you're a product on Amazon, you get one review.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good one. That's good. That's affirmation.
Yeah.
But the end of it
yeah.
is glory.
Yep.
You're the 5 out of 5 product.
Uh-huh.
Or you've had the 5 out of 5 day to use your rating scale.
Mm-hmm.
That's that now becomes an identity that you have.
Yep.
You have glory.
Okay.
And it comes from an accumulation of affirmation.
Yes.
That's how I think about
so
it.
So let me get a couple things in order. So when I tell you that my end desire is affirmation.
Yeah.
Are they the same thing? Are we talking about the same thing here, glory and affirmation?
Yeah. They're
You think they're the same?
They're two parts of the same thing. Again, one is the way you get there, affirmation, and the other is the destination, glory.
Okay.
And God wants you to be affirmed, and God wants you to have glory. But okay. God says he's going to give you both of them. Okay?
You know, this might feed into a larger issue, which we can separate as a different topic a different day. But
sure.
That good things I immediately deem bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, that's enjoyable. Oh, can't. That's... I should do something more responsible.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good book. Oh.
I think that's...
Got the Bible.
That's largely unhealthy religion.
Yeah.
And I think there's threads of it that run through some Christian circles, and so you may have come across that idea. And that's why I wanted to start with, oh, I have great news for you. Yeah, yeah. God wants to give you glory. He actually wants you to have glory. Again, I read you the one verse from Hebrews, but you can look at sort of the narrative arc and... The place that God gives humanity, steward the whole earth. The end of that's from the beginning of the story. The end of the story, we live in glory with Him in heaven. Philippians 4:9, my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. He meets your needs by giving you the riches of His glory.
Yeah.
There's a gift to it.
Yeah.
I think, again, where we get off track is I go looking for glory not given to me by God, but earned through my own effort.
Okay. So, well, now let's define the topic so that everybody listening understands what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We're talking about pursuing something, help me out, greater than God or like... instead of God or on my own, that may or may not be good, right? We're talking about idolization in some sense, right?
Yeah.
And idolization is putting something above God.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So that's the basis of what we're talking about. Now, in terms of like weeding through this, I brought up that I'm struggling with affirmation or glory or, I don't know, maybe the same thing, I guess. What do I do with it? So part of it's good because it's how God has made us to ultimately be, and it's nothing. It doesn't come from apart from Him, right?
Yeah, you can. Well, it can.
Well,
you can pursue it apart from
like
Him,
long lasting for real, eternally.
Let's make this into into an outline.
Okay.
Okay. So point number one would be good news. You're actually made for glory and affirmation.
Okay.
That's the good news.
Mm-hmm.
I think life draining religion would say, you're not, don't want affirmation, don't seek encouragement, and don't want any glory ever. That's a bad desire. Your desire is bad. And so suppress your desire, change your desire, ignore your desire. You're just bad. And that's not good. And I go, well, actually, no. You're made to need affirmation. You're made to need, we're literally... made to need to tell each other and affirm each other and encourage each other all the time. And you're destined for glory.
Yeah.
So don't try to suppress the desires. However, again, where it gets off track, point number two would be you have a choice about how you seek affirmation and glory. As gifts from God, unearned, or... as the fruit of your own effort.
Okay.
And that will be hard fought.
Yep.
And to get it, to get glory and affirmation on your own, you will have to crush other people. You'll have to take it. You'll have to seize it.
Yep.
And then you'll have to maintain it. And that's pretty exhausting work.
Yep. Yep.
But what God wants to do is to give you glory and actually reveal it. So another spot, mentioned a couple of Bible verses already, Romans 8:18. Paul says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worthy comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
Mm-hmm.
He basically goes like, hey, there's this thing coming where God's going to show the glory of his sons and daughters, and it's in you, and he's going to reveal it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a beautiful, incredible gift from God, not because I earned it, but he just wants to give me this gift.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So overarching, good news, made for it. Two, you have a choice for how you get it.
Yeah.
Is there a three?
Three, let's evaluate our choices.
Evaluate.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's talk about you for a second.
Okay. Great.
How, when you say you have an idol and it's seeking glory and it's wanting affirmation, that's how you started this episode.
Yeah, this is going so far nowhere I expected.
you want to take it in a different direction?
No. It's the right direction. It's just, I was expecting you go, oh yeah, that is bad. Let's kill it. And then we work through that for 30 minutes. So yeah. Keep going. So ask, what was your question?
For you.
Yeah.
You said you think you have an idol of... Yeah. Wanting glory and seeking affirmation. I'd say, great. How are you currently pursuing that?
Gosh, man, this is hard, Kyle. This is hard. I think I, in a way, live for people to tell me whether or not I'm doing good.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I'm sad when I don't get it.
Yeah?
Some of it's like a desire to be seen, not in a bad way.
Yeah.
Like, here, I'll give you a simple example. Hopefully this is a good story to tell. I think it'll be fine. My wife and I lead a community group, and it makes me sad sometimes when she doesn't see me take the risks that I do in terms of speaking or leading our group, because it's usually scary for me, and I choose to do it every single week, even though it's scary.
Yeah.
And it makes me sad when it's not noticed. So I don't think that there's something good in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's living for it or trying to force it, you know, that's not good. Right?
Yeah, I would say, you know, healthy affirmation is really important.
Yeah.
When I started doing public speaking, people would say good job or thank you. Mm-hmm. I was always very awkward because I was like, this is bad. I don't want you to tell me good job, because then like, I don't know how to handle it. and I thought I was supposed to be like, it wasn't me, it was God. And so I'd say that every time. It wasn't me, it was God. And I sounded so spiritual to myself. And everybody who was just trying to encourage me was like, you know, eye roll emoji, like, what? Okay, weirdo. I was just trying to say good job.
Okay, great. Well, good job anyway.
Like, be a normal person and say thanks and be encouraged. Wow. Yeah. Man, that's... So I went on a journey with this and I realized my summary of scripture would be like, oh, God actually made me to need encouragement from the body to say good job and to go, oh, wow, great.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want that to build pride in me or selfishness me put myself above other people.
Right.
And so I, you know, when I did that, I go, man, God, you're so good.
Mm.
You must have given me your word. I didn't earn it. Well, you gave me a gift to communicate.
Yep.
I didn't earn that. I can't take credit for that.
Yep.
But wow, it feels good to be told you've done a good job.
Yep.
And so I'd go in a real sense, like, yeah, you probably do need that.
Yeah.
And it's okay to have conversations with the people in your community or your spouse or whoever and say, hey, it would just help me if you see me doing something good. I actually need encouragement.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's part of how I'm wired. I know I've said this verse before on this podcast, but there's a verse in Hebrews 4.
You love Hebrews.
Hebrews is really good. It's one of those, like, it's like New Testament Proverbs, just little bits of wisdom, you know?
That's good.
Let me look it up. Hold on.
Well, while you're doing that, Kyle talking about encouraging one another, when I look up, a great resource, by the way, is openbible.org verses.info/topics, and you can just search for things and it'll pull up verses about it. So I looked up encourage one another. And just to drive the point home, 1 Thessalonians 5:11, therefore encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. Hebrews 10:25, not neglecting to meet together is the habit of some, but encouraging one another. Hebrews 10:24, let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. And then there's more. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good to build him up. It just goes on and on about how we are made to encourage each other.
Hebrews 3:13, but encourage one another daily,
yeah,
as long as it's called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness.
Yeah.
Again, the through line of scripture is like encouragement is good.
Yep.
That's good.
And even in that saying encouragement can help protect you from believing sin.
Yes.
Wow.
Because sin's deceitfulness is to say you're not good. Mm. You're actually useless and no one cares about you and you're alone and you don't belong and you'll never do a good job.
Yeah.
That's the deceitfulness of sin. It's to crush you down to believe that you're less than what God says, that you're made in his image, that you're his son and daughter who he's excited to bring to glory.
Mm-hmm.
There's this, again, you just peel back and go like, which narrative am I believing?
Yeah,
and the one that God wants you to believe is that you really are a son or daughter, and you are enough.
Yeah,
and He has given you gifts.
Yep,
and He does have big plans for you. Like that's the good news of it, right?
Yeah,
and that's where encouragement is great.
Yeah,
but He's going to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, inside the right context, inside a trusted relationship, I think it's okay to have those moments and go, "Gosh, I really be great if you encourage me." You know, what did you think?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll do that sometimes. You know, I'll finish a weekend message and I'll get in my car and I'll call Sarah on the drive home. And I know she went to church in the morning. And she she saw it, you know. And if I start talking to her and she's like, you know, she goes, "Hey," I say, "Hey, what's going on there? Oh, I'm working on this. I'm trying to do this." And then, "Hey, have you thought about blah, blah, blah?" And she goes into some other thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, eventually, like in my brain, there's like, it like builds. It's like, I need to, but what did you think?
Yeah.
Because in my mind, I go like, there's a few people who I trust to go, if you say it was good, I really believe it was good. And I don't mean that, you know, when other people, strangers say good job, it's not that I don't believe them. People are just really kind.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know from the people who know me, you know me so well.
Yeah.
Did I do good?
Yeah.
And so I'll be waiting. And then, you know, eventually, most of the time she's very kind and she'll be like, "Hey, you did great today." But if it takes too long, I'll be like, "Hey, so did you go?" "Oh, yeah. And like, well, you know?"
Yeah.
And I think that's not necessarily a weakness to need that affirmation.
Hmm.
Now, where it becomes a problem.
Yeah. I've seen it as a weakness. Just want to note that.
Yeah, I don't think it's a weakness. I think it's part of how you're wired, and I think it's okay.
Yeah.
It's when it becomes the thing that you'll cross lines to get, when it becomes your goal of the day, when it becomes I need a person to validate me, not God, that's where it becomes a problem. Like it's the way you consume it. And so many things are this way, right? The law comes along and the law is like, I'll make it black and white. Don't eat this, eat this. I'll make consumption super easy.
Yeah.
Right. And what humanity does is like, okay. And the Bible says that law was unable to change or affect hearts.
Yep.
It could like modify behavior a little bit, but no one's heart was ever changed by it.
Right.
And so then Jesus comes along, abolishes, or fulfills the law. And we have this new covenant system in which Paul says all things are permissible, but not everything's beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, the way we consume things is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not black and white, do or don't,
yep.
but it's like, hey, there's a healthy way to consume, and there's an unhealthy way to consume. And there's layers to it. And I think affirmation is the same exact thing. There's a healthy way to consume, and there's a healthy appetite and need that you have. And there's an unhealthy way to go after it, and there's a craving you can develop that goes beyond what God's designed you, and it can become the thing you have to have to feel validated. And that's the line that I would say God does not want you to walk. I'm going, oh my gosh, unless someone tells me that I'm good today, I don't even know. I go like, well, actually, God has an answer too.
Yep.
You know, you can just live off of his word.
Yep.
And what he says about you.
Okay. I'm trying to think of what to do with that. Part of me is thinking about how there's bad religion in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known it's there. immediately looking at gifts or good things as, oh, I can't, right? I can't, or maybe it's good. Like, okay, I can enjoy that as long as something responsible is happening on the side. Like, I don't know. I don't know a good example right now.
But I can take encouragement as long as I'm appropriately self-deprecating.
Yeah.
And deflective.
Yeah, as long as I'm looking poorly about myself, I can receive encouragement from somebody else.
You can tell me good job as long as I think about the three things I wish I had
done
differently.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not what God wants for you. That's a prison.
Yeah, I don't know how to break that, if I'm honest. And
I would
know.
Say that's probably why you're starving for affirmation, is maybe you're bad at receiving the affirmation God's already bringing your way. And this is again, you know, let me stick up for the other spouse in our marriages, right? Your Sarah and my Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
So oftentimes, it's not that my Sarah isn't encouraging me; it's that I'm not receiving it. I am deflecting it. I'm disregarding it. I'm not. It was a moment that I just missed it. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the healthiest things you can develop as a follower of Jesus is the ability to receive good news about you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Again, religion says, like, don't want that, don't need that. But that's foundation.
Yeah. I think what happens when I get encouraged or affirmed, like if you were to encourage me in something right now, like, hey, good job at creating 3D stuff.
Well, okay, so here's a real encouragement.
Uh-huh.
Good job for you and your work. You're doing really hard work to prepare for something that's not above the surface yet, but I think has the potential to really reach millions of people with the gospel of Jesus in a way that we haven't seen before, literally in world history. And you are quietly plugging away and you're raising your hand and you're going, hey, what if we did it this way? Hey, I'm noticing some stuff. And it's often thankless work and you can feel overlooked, but I see it. You're doing great.
So I think that's where I say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
My gut reactions go, yeah, but in my head. Yeah, yeah, but you don't know what I don't know. You don't know how I am not able to do this yet. You don't know that I was afraid of doing X, Y, and Z, and whether I did it or not. Like, that's where I jump to. Like, yeah, but.
Okay, so let me ask you this question.
Okay.
What's going to give you courage? Is it to yeah, but encouragement, or is it to take the encouragement?
To take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't know. Like, I don't know how. Like,
okay. So the voice that says yeah, but, you identify, and you ask yourself, where does that voice come from? Is that God's voice to me?
No.
If it's not God's voice, then you silence it and you say,
what if it's mine?
We're not going to yeah, but. Then you bend your life to Jesus because you told him that he has your whole life and you'd follow him, not you.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's you, which, you know, okay, let's step back for a second.
Okay.
sometimes that voice is a pattern. It's somewhere in your life you were taught to yeah, but. And maybe it's an authority in your life, a teacher, a parent, or somebody who, when something good would happen, would come along and would yeah, but your encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It starts as an external voice, and then it becomes the internal one. It's like, oh, you're programmed now. Cool. Mm-hmm. You're good. Mm-hmm. You'll just keep saying the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but after everything. So, step one is to recognize that that's what's being said in your head. Step two is to say, I don't agree with that. God, help me agree with you. And just a simple prayer. God, what do you say about me right now in this moment? Mm-hmm. I just received some encouragement. What do you say?
Yeah.
And God's going to go, yeah, I sent that person to encourage you because you need encouragement. So take it. It's like food. It's like medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Don't shove it away and don't smash it inside of a yeah, but. Make a sandwich out of it, you know?
It feels like such small steps towards fixing the problem.
Yeah.
You know?
What would be like a bigger step?
I don't know that there is one. I don't think there is one. I think it's I think what I'm saying is the yeah, but when I correct it once, that feels like such a small.
Oh, got step. You. Yeah, no, it's a small step. It's also the most critical one you can do.
Yeah.
Because eventually you want to catch it. You want to name it. Oh, that's a yeah, but. Nope. Cut it out. Nope. Not going to listen to that. Nope. I'm just going to receive encouragement. And just train yourself to go, thank you. Mm-hmm. And then believe it. Mm-hmm. And then catalog mm-hmm. it. Like in your head, mm-hmm. literally go like, okay, Lord, I'm doing a good job. Do you know how I know that?
Mm-hmm.
Because my boss's boss just told me I was doing a good job.
Yeah.
How great is that?
Right.
Just believe that.
Yep. Okay.
And don't attach anything else to it.
One more question, and then we'll end with, an encouragement or exhortation, whichever one you want to do. What's the difference between yeah, but and conviction?
What do you mean?
So part of why I think I listen to the yeah, but is I know the Holy Spirit convicts me. Conviction comes from the Holy Spirit, right?
Uh-huh.
To correct me and help me move forward on the life that God has designed for me, right?
Uh-huh.
They kind of sound similar. Of a correcting style. You should have done it this way is like the yeah, but's kind of like, yeah, but you didn't do it 100% right in this spot or something like that.
Yeah.
But conviction is like, hey, you didn't, you, I don't know, you did something wrong.
Okay, so here's, I think this is true in my experience. Uh-huh. I would have to spend some time studying through scripture to say, does this hold for every person, every situation?
Okay.
And the likely answer would be like, not exactly, because people are dynamic and God responds to us dynamically. So he talks to me differently than he talks to you,
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
he's personal.
Yeah.
Just like a good parent talks to their kids differently because they're different people.
Yep.
They don't treat them like robots or yep. carbon copies of each other.
Yep.
That said, in my experience, and in most, if I do a quick run through of scripture in my brain, in most cases, God does not make sandwiches.
Yeah.
So think about the C sandwich that we've all been taught to do. Like, hey, when you're going to criticize somebody, put it in a C sandwich, you know, compliment, then criticize, and then compliment, and then it'd be so much better, which is also dumb. It's really dumb. No one hears the compliments.
You're just
they
hiding
hear the
it.
Criticism.
Yeah.
So just
be real.
Yeah. Way better.
Just
be like, hey, listen, I've got something hard I need to talk to you about.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then say the thing and say it kindly.
Yeah.
And make sure the whole rest of the time you've been encouraging them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But don't put it in his friggin' sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so if you get the encouragement, and then you hear the yabba, and you're like, that's God convicting me.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's a sandwich. It doesn't make sandwiches. Mm-hmm. This is just a moment to be encouraged. Just take the encouragement.
That's good. That's a good point.
And then later, you can reflect the next day or whatever. I don't know, but
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
just take the encouragement. I think people will be far better off if we learn to receive encouragement well than if we look for and we try to catalog all the yabouts of like, well, thanks for telling me I'm a good dad, but you don't know all the ways I suck at it. Like, no, look, there's one spot you're doing good in.
Yeah.
God should give you encouragement, put courage into you that maybe the spots where you're not doing as great can get better.
Yep.
That's the point of encouragement. It's to go like, huh, maybe this can work. Maybe I can be a good dad. Mm-hmm. Maybe I can be a good husband. Maybe I can be.
Yeah. Okay.
And then when you believe it, you behave differently. I mean, all kinds of studies in sociology would say what you believe about the future has a lot to do with the future that comes.
Yep.
And it's not a manifestation thing. I don't want to put it in pop spirituality. I mean, it's literally just like if you think you're going to fail, I said this conversation with my son last night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, buddy, if you think you're going to fail, you're likely to fail.
Mm.
If you think you're going to succeed,
mm-hmm.
everything changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're more likely to succeed.
Right.
Like it's kind of that
different outlook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think God wants to put courage into us.
Make decisions. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, guys, that was that was an episode. I don't even know what I'm going to call it.
I would call this one Kill the Yabbits in Your Yard. Or Yabbit Hunting.
Yabbit Hunting.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, if you see the title
Find the
as
yabbits,
that, then you know that I listened.
Get rid of them. Don't discount. Again, that's what you say. You were like, it's such a small thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's such a critical one.
Okay. I think we just ended with that. I don't know. I have too much to think about to leave you guys with something. So you can think with me. All right.
Kill the Yabbits. Happy hunting. Love you guys.
Bye.